From Spark and Anvil and MachineForge, this is Pry in Chapter 1 of the MachineForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The stone by the granary door was bigger than the apprentice who wanted it moved. Pry lay across a small wooden block, an amber plank with one long arm and one short one, and a single round eye set exactly at the middle, where it balanced. The eye was Pry's pivot. Pry rocked gently on the block, long arm dipping, short arm rising, long arm dipping again. A slow seesaw, waiting. "Roll the stone onto my short side," Pry said, its voice smooth as sanded wood. The apprentice heaved the great stone onto the short arm and stepped back, doubtful. Pry only settled, patient. "Now lean on the long side, not hard. Long." The apprentice pressed down on the far end of the long arm and walked it slowly toward the floor. A long, easy push. And across the pivot, the short arm swung up, and the stone that outweighed the apprentice lifted clean off the ground. "Push longer," Pry said, pleased, "to lift heavier."
Pry had learned that sentence the hard way, back when it was only a fresh plank leaning against a fence post, certain that lifting meant straining. An old crowbar, bent and rusty and wise, had watched it try to buck a barrel straight up and fail. "You're pushing short and hard," the crowbar said. "Push long and gentle instead. Reach out past your pivot." Pry did not understand until it tried. It slid its pivot close to the barrel, so its own long arm stretched far away. Then it pushed that long arm down a great distance, and the barrel, on the short side, rose only a hand's width. But it rose, easily, without a strain anywhere. Something turned over quietly inside Pry. The push had not grown bigger, it had grown longer, and length across a pivot became strength on the other side. It hadn't gotten anything for free, it had traded a long, gentle journey for a short, powerful one. Same effort, different shape. That trade, Pry decided, was the most honest kind of strength there was.
Pry carried the idea to the Machine Forge, the workshop where machines that knew how they worked could earn a bench. Cog, the old gray gear who kept the place, met it at the door. "Show me," Cog said. He set a round river stone, far too heavy to lift barehanded, at the end of Pry's short arm. Pry slid its block until its long arm reached far out across the floor. It let its own weight roll slowly down the long arm, and the river stone eased up into the air on the short side, gentle as a held breath, and hung there. Cog watched the stone float. His fulcrum old eyes crinkled. "No heaving," he said. "No magic word. You just move the pivot and let the geometry do the lifting." He tipped his head toward the empty bench. "That's the whole idea. There's room here for you."
On lesson day, the apprentices crowded Pry's bench, and a small one named Pip crowded closest, staring at a stone he clearly thought was hopeless. "Set the stone on my short arm," Pry told him. Pip rolled it on. It looked immovable. "Now press my long arm down. Slow. All the way." Pip pressed. He walked the long arm far, far down, much farther than the stone would ever travel, and Pry pivoted around its eye, and the short arm carried the great stone up into the light. Pip's mouth fell open. He looked at his own two hands. "You didn't get stronger," Pry said kindly. "You pushed a long, patient way, and I handed you a short, powerful lift in return. That's the trade. Force for distance, distance for force, and the work you did stays exactly the same. It only changed its shape across my pivot." Pry rocked once more, gently. "Not magic, Pip. Geometry."
Pip stepped back and stared at the stone hanging in the air, the stone he had been sure was too heavy for anyone his size. A warm, startled happiness spread through him, the kind that makes you stand a little taller without deciding to. And Pry, balancing quietly on its block, felt it too. That soft, spreading joy of watching someone discover they were stronger than they had believed, if only they leaned the long, patient way instead of heaving all at once. That feeling, Pry knew as the workshop settled into evening, was the real reason it loved to teach, not the stone. the face of the child who lifted it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to PRI. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.